I'll check your sports this morning. First, let's recap a little high school sports from the weekend. The girls' state swimming championships were held on Saturday. And in action on Saturday locally in the 50-meter freestyle, Michaela Kickland of Atlantic, the sophomore, placed ninth overall in that event. Also, Michaela finished 19th in the 100-meter freestyle for Atlantic. Also in the 200-meter freestyle relay, the Atlantic team finished in 10th place. That included McKenna Ewalt, Abby Brown, Madeline Kickland, and Michaela Kickland. And also for Atlantic, the team of McKenna Ewalt, Madeline Kickland, Cambry Miller, and Michaela Kickland placed 15th overall in the 400-meter freestyle relay. All of that action taking place in Marshalltown over the weekend. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are eighth in the latest AP Top 25. The Hawkeyes improved to 9-0 for just the second time in program history with a 35-27 win at Indiana on Saturday. The Iowa defense held the high-scoring Hoosier offense below its season average for points and yards.
They did hit us for a couple big plays, particularly in the run game, so we'll continue to work on that. But overall, I think our defense has really played well all season long, and we've done a good job against the run, so we'll try to get back up on our feet here in the next 3 weeks, do a good job. But happy to get the victory. To win on the road is significant. That's our third road win in the Big Ten. And just to win a conference game in November, that's significant too, so it's something hopefully we can build on.
Well, the Hawkeyes need to win two of their last three games to clinch the Big Ten West Division title, and that begins on Saturday under the lights against Minnesota.
Minnesota did a really good job against us last year, so we're going to have to up our performance a little bit and be ready. They're playing tough, but bottom line, it's going to be a great, great venue. It'd be great night games in Kenny Caroy, special last time we were out there a couple weeks ago. It was a great environment. This promises to be the same way, and my guess is it'll go right down to the wire, not unlike the Pittsburgh game. So we look forward to that and excited to be back in Kinnick for two straight weeks. I know our fans are going to respond, and hopefully the team can match their enthusiasm.
Well, kickoff from Kinnick Stadium Saturday is set for 7 p.m. You can hear that game live here on KJAN. We'll get it started with the pregame coverage. That'll be at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. Well, for the first time this season, Ohio State is not the top team in the Associated Press Top 25 football poll. The Buckeyes, who won Saturday to improve to 9-0, have been replaced by Clemson. The 9-0 Tigers received 31 first-place votes after beating Florida State 23-13. The Buckeyes received 26 first-place votes and are 29 points behind the Tigers. The third-ranked school is Alabama, followed by Baylor and Oklahoma State. Bama and Baylor each received two first-place votes in this week's poll. Also, as we mentioned, the Hawkeyes ranked eighth, up two spots in this week's AP poll. Well, now there are just three. New England and Carolina have joined the Cincinnati Bengals as the NFL's only undefeated teams, but the Denver Broncos have fallen from those ranks. The Broncos had been 7-0 until Andrew Luck completed 21 of his 36 passes for 252 yards and one touchdown in the Colts' 27-24 win over Denver yesterday. The Broncos tied the game with an extra point following Peyton Manning's one-yard touchdown toss to Owen Daniels with 8:54 remaining. But Luck marched the Colts into Denver territory on the next possession before Adam Vinatieri drilled a 55-yard field goal with 6:13 to play. Manning threw for 281 yards, including a 64-yard scoring pass to Emmanuel Sanders. The Broncos QB was also picked off twice, including an interception late in the game. That outcome puts the Colts atop the AFC South with a 4-5 record. The Patriots joined the Cincinnati Bengals and the Carolina Panthers at 8-0 with a 27-10 win over Washington. Tom Brady completed 26 of 39 passes for 299 yards and two touchdowns for the Pats, who have scored in 31 of 32 quarters this season. The Patriots did suffer the loss of offensive tackle Sebastian Vollmer and running back Deion Lewis to injuries. The Redskins managed just 15 total yards in the first quarter as they fell to 3-5 on the season. The Panthers were 37-29 winners over the Packers as Cam Newton threw three touchdown passes and ran for another score to solidify Carolina's hold on the NFC's best record. Newton completed 15 of 30 passes for 297 yards and also ran for 57 on 9 carries in one of the better games of his 5-year NFL career. Aaron Rodgers threw for 369 yards and 4 touchdowns for the Packers, who've now lost 2 straight after a 6-0 start. Elsewhere around the NFL yesterday, Blaine Gabbert was a winner in his first start as San Francisco's quarterback, throwing a pair of second-quarter touchdown passes to Garrett Celek in a 17-16 triumph over Atlanta. Gabbert didn't have a smooth afternoon, completing just 15 of 25 passes for 185 yards and two interceptions, but the Niners overcame Gabbert's interception midway through the fourth quarter and limited Falcons running back Devontae Freeman to 12 yards on 12 carries. The 49ers improved to 3-6. The Falcons dropped to 6-3. Playing with a torn ligament in his left thumb, Ryan Fitzpatrick threw two touchdown passes for the Jets in their 28-23 win over Jacksonville. Chris Ivory carried 23 times for just 26 yards, but he also ran for a pair of touchdowns to help the Jets end a two-game skid and improve to 5-3. The Giants will spend another week atop the NFC East after Eli Manning threw for 213 yards and a pair of touchdowns in a 32-18 win at Tampa Bay. New York trailed 6-3 until Manning hit Reuben Randall and Shane Vereen for short touchdowns to put the Giants up 17-6 early in the second quarter. Josh Brown hit four field goals, Odell Beckham Jr. had nine receptions for 105 yards, and Trevon Wade returned a fumble 5 yards for a touchdown on the game's final play, as the 5-4 Giants dropped the Buccaneers to 3-5. Pittsburgh blew a 35-21 lead in the fourth quarter before Chris Boswell hit an 18-yard field goal with 2 seconds left to give the Steelers a win over the Oakland Raiders, 38-35. The Steelers improved to 5-4 despite losing quarterback Ben Roethlisberger in the fourth quarter with a sprained left foot. Backup Landry Jones found Antonio Brown for a 57-yard reception on Pittsburgh's final drive to set up Boswell's winning kick. The Buffalo Bills had an easy time with the Dolphins, winning 33-11. Sammy Watkins had a career-best 168 yards receiving, while rookie running back Carlos Williams scored twice in that victory. Watkins broke the game open with a 44-yard touchdown catch from Tyrod Taylor to put the Bills up 26-14 late in the third quarter. Buffalo running back LeSean McCoy had a season-best 112 yards rushing and a touchdown before leaving in the fourth quarter with a right shoulder injury. Rookie Marcus Mariota threw for 371 yards and 4 touchdowns, including the winning 5-yard scoring pass to Anthony Fasano in overtime to lead Tennessee to a 34-28 win over the Saints. Mariota was back under center after a knee sprain sidelined him for 2 games. Also in overtime, the Vikings edged the Rams 21-18 as Blair Walsh kicked the game-winning 40-yard field goal. Adrian Peterson rushed for 125 yards on 29 carries and another good performance for the 6-2 Vikings. Minnesota quarterback Teddy Bridgewater left the game with a concussion after being hit in the head during a fourth-quarter scramble. The Vikings defense ended Todd Gurley's streak of games with 125-plus yards rushing at 4 as they held the rookie to 89 yards and a touchdown on 24 attempts. Sunday's third and final overtime game had Philadelphia pulling out a 33-27 triumph over Dallas on Sam Bradford's 41-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Matthews. DeMarco Murray had 161 total yards against his old team, running for 83 yards and a touchdown on 18 carries and grabbing 6 passes for 78 yards. Matthews finished with 9 receptions for 133 yards as the 4-4 Eagles handed the 2-6 Cowboys their 6th consecutive loss. And a racing yesterday, Texas Autumns continue to be kind to Jimmy Johnson. The 6-time Cup champion won the fall race at Texas Motor Speedway for the 4th straight year, passing Brad Keselowski's dominant car with 3 laps left. Johnson led just 6 laps while Keselowski paced the field, a track record 312 of the 334 laps after he started from the pole. Kevin Harvick finished 3rd, followed by Kyle Busch and Carl Edwards. Johnson already has been eliminated from earning one of the 4 spots in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship finale in 2 weeks. Kyle Busch leads the points race for at least 2 of the spots ahead of defending chase champion Kevin Harvick and Martin Truex Jr. Jeff Gordon already has one of those 4 slots sewn up. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.